It started as a summer of protests in Hong Kong and now looks as if it will stretch into the new year. Demonstrators plan a silent night protest for Christmas celebrations, which have been toned down because of the unrest. We reached out to local companies that do business in Hong Kong about hanging tough and trying to navigate the shutdown. We start off with Johnson Choi with the Hawaii Hong Kong Chamber of Commerce, whose business in Asia has taken a nosedive. He distributes wines to restaurants and stores, but because tourism has dropped dramatically, sales have tanked to about a third. He reluctantly traveled there over the holidays because his business depends on it. Though it's a trip, he would have preferred not to take it this time. We talked to him just before he left for Hong Kong.
Well, the retail sales in Hong Kong has been down by almost 35%. They are trashing all the shops, and the tourists from China are not going to Hong Kong. So the retail sales is really bad. And I just got another news this morning that about 7,000 retail shops will be shut down in the next 6 months, and we will have another 10,000 to 12,000 people going out of job. It's bad. And nobody has to worry about crime because the police is one of the top in Asia. But because the writer like to pick on people that he does not seem to agree with them. They just beat you up and do terrible things to you. And as an American, I'm a little bit more comfortable, but if I am not American, if I'm from China, I speak Mandarin, and they found out you don't speak like Cantonese. In Hong Kong, they speak Cantonese, and I do speak Cantonese. They will beat you up for no reason.
And so what are you telling your other members who may have to take trips there to Hong Kong?
When there's a riot going on and where things happening, try not to take out your camera and take pictures, because the rioters all cover up their face and they don't want the picture to be taken. So the first rule of thumb is don't take pictures when there's a riot. Otherwise, you'll be confronted. And what they will do is they want you to give them the password to find out what picture you take, and they want you to delete the pictures. So they basically censor what you can take when there's a riot.
Now, had you been over there since the riot started?
No, I left right before the riot started, you know, luckily, you know. But I do have friends that actually right now in Hong Kong, they're traveling and sending me reports via multimedia. The Hong Kong government is pretty good. They have an app that tells people where not to go. So I have the app downloaded on my phone already. So if there is any trouble area, the best is to stay away. I guess that's the best advice I can give. But because of atmosphere, as such, that is so unsettling. The Christmas buying mood is bad because I was told like some of the key shopping area when you should have very beautiful Christmas lighting and Christmas tree, they don't put that up anymore because they are afraid the rioter will burn down the Christmas tree and cause more damage to the property. So there's no Christmas tree in major shopping center anymore this year. First time. So I have a business engagement in Hong Kong right now. Is we try to do it all between breakfast and lunchtime and try to conclude by 5 o'clock. Because after 5 o'clock, especially during the weekend, it's unpredictable. They may just show up, they shut down the mass transit. So a lot of planning, business meeting in Hong Kong right now is we focus on the daytime and away from the weekend, because that's where all the trouble begins, that the people come out.
And as far as the long-term prospect, the short-term, it sounds like you're just going to have a terrible holiday season because sales are down.
But usually, the previous riot for the last 6 months, every time after the protest, the people go and trash all the shops and stuff like that. Yesterday, the first time, they did go out and trash some shops and burn down some of the shops, but at least the police did not have to fire one single tear gas yesterday. For the first time for a long time, for the last 6 months.
So
it seems to be cooling down a little bit, but like I said, you don't know what they would do.
Right, but you're hopeful that for the new year.
Well, I'm hopeful. Actually, this is the first time I go back to Hong Kong last 40 years that I'm worried of my own safety. Not because of being vocal about the situation, it's just because you don't know who you run into that may cause you bodily harm just because they don't like you. So I tell people, go to Hong Kong, even the dress color has to be careful. You don't want to wear anything that is white or red. Okay, because all riders wear black dress. So black will be safe. Yellow will be safe. Any other dress, you know, you have to be very careful what to wear. I'm sorry to say that, but that is how bad it is.
So,
even the color of your dress may impact your safety.
So this trip that you plan, it's not something you can put off?
We planned this for quite a long time, and I have it also depends on the survival of our company, whether a buyer, with the tariff imposed by Donald Trump, all the California wine is already expensive. Any U.S. wine is already expensive. And with the current situation, we try to see, Christmas is out, but we are trying to see whether we can do something for Chinese New Year, which is end of January, and also towards the Mother's Day and stuff like that. So we have to plan for the next year. So I have to take this trip. If I can put it off, I would, but I cannot.
Because of the uncertainty during the holiday season, Hong Kong's big New Year's fireworks show has been canceled, replaced instead by a light show. And a recent news report noted that one Hong Kong business seeing an uptick is a company that sells action figures. The sale of plastic toys of protesters and police complete with little gas masks this holiday season is said to be doing well. And, we also reached out to Oahu resident Kevin Eckert, who travels frequently to Hong Kong. He's a certified arborist with offices here in Hawaii and China. He says this summer, the biggest challenge for his company, Arbor Global, has been getting across town as the protests basically spring up randomly, shutting down a complex transportation rail and bus system that moves millions of people every day.
Roads are shut down. The trains are shut down periodically. And you don't know when they're going to be or where they're going to be necessarily. So it's hard to do business when you're not sure if you can get from A to B.
Have you had a situation where, maybe the airport was closed? Or
I actually, a couple of months ago, the last time I was in Hong Kong, I got out just before they closed the airport. And I had been in a situation where I needed to get from A to B, and they decided to shut the train down because they had protesters in there that were stopping the trains. So I've had some experience, nothing dangerous, but certainly inconvenient from doing a business perspective.
That was Arbor Global's founder, president, and managing director, Kevin Eckert, one of several Hawaii businesses trying to weather the rough going in Hong Kong because of the extended protests throughout the city.